Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your brother live out of Philadelphia. Sorry about the slight delay there. That was a 3-minute delay. Pretty interesting. Yeah, well, today we're talking about, we're going to a few things in Leviticus. didn't bring the water with me, but that's okay. We'll somehow muddle through without it. The thing today is, why do we barbecue on 4th of July? What's so important about that barbecue? Everybody's barbecuing on 4th of July. Oh, July comes to barbecue day. So before we get started, let's say that love is an act that becomes so good. I'll talk about that love for a minute. They've been teaching us obsessionism, not a love. Love is totally different than obsessionism, but why do we care? We get to stalking and following people around, trying to win them over like a surprise, all kinds of something, you know. the greatest thing that you can do is meet the person, okay? And see what the vibrations feel like. If the vibrations feel like something that you both want to continue, then you might get a phone number or address. If not, whatever phone number or address you get, that ain't going to be the one. You know, you're some kind of phony address or whatever. So you're meeting somebody, rather than say, hey, I don't know between me and you, vibes ain't right or whatever, I don't think we should pursue this. They just give you a phony address and that'll be the end of that. So they'll start off lying to you right off the bat. And one day if you do meet them and then find the right address and for the right phone, you pop the tongue and say, hey, you know, you gave me the wrong phone. Say, yeah, I know. And you play it off and whatever. But love is an act that makes them feel good. If you're not going to commit to make someone feel good, but you're not really dealing with love. You know, that's kind of what you're dealing with. So many people out here, I have no idea what they do. I ain't got nothing to do with love, you know? And without that read-what-you-sow situation, love is an act that makes them feel good, and they're supposed to reciprocate the same thing to you. That relationship's not going to work. It's going to have so many ups and downs. That's why so many of our marriages are falling apart in the country. Because they're getting married for the wrong reason. A lot of them get married for economics or what he's got or what they got. Or I like him because he's a star or something like that. Just vanity. I want him on. I want people to know that I dated this guy, you know. And, well, back in the day when they were actually marrying you off at a young age, what we didn't know is that the tribe raised both children. And when the tribe raised a child under love, it really doesn't matter what child you hook up with because the love is going to happen, period. You know, and a lot of times they marry because of power. If you come from a wealthy family or a powerful family, then they want to hook up with you, that increase their power, increase their wealth, you know? So there's a lot of reasons why people hook up, why people get married, you know. It's kind of interesting, but the main reason that you're supposed to get married is you're supposed to set up where you have two people to bring that baby up. You know, hello. Or you have parents. Or you have two parents to deal with children, you know. That's what the marriage is all about. It's both hooked up because you're literally creating a new tribe, you know. And if you're creating a new tribe, you really want two tribal members there who actually know what's going on, who's going to stick around and raise their child, okay? Well, now we talk about love for a few minutes. You know? Let's get into the topic of the day. Bible 3.0, this is where we're at. We're always talking about that Bible. Why is the Bible so important? Why are we basing the growth of a society on the Bible? Because most people don't appreciate King James, but King James is he's pretty good. You can't say he didn't understand power. We can't say he didn't know what power was. He ran Ireland and Britain. This guy was something special, you know? They're occulting. They're occulting that people that write the story. The stories are the cult. This is what we don't understand. The stories all are the cult practitioner. Cult practitioner in the Bible is the sword. This is why you have so many different religious groups and all that kind of stuff, because based on who's telling a story, if you like the way they tell a story, but if someone else tells a story, then that's who you're going to flow with. You're going to flow with the best storyteller. That's why a lot of preachers say, well, I'd rather be a storyteller than an actual preacher, you know? That's kind of interesting because most of the preachers don't actually know the facts of the Bible. You know, they don't know the code. And Sam hopes, I don't know, some of the code and truth not spread around, because once you get that wake-up call, knowing who you are and what's going on, everything changes within you. You know, you need somebody to hold you by the hand. And when you know that, when they say, God told me, you know, you have to ask yourself, oh, what God told you? Can I get his phone number? Because the Bible tells you that men and women are God, okay? If we're going to follow the book, you know. A lot of people are leaning on, because you're going to die like a man. Well, that don't change the fact that you're God, because you're going to die like a man. You know, don't change. One statement don't change the other. That's what I'm saying, you know. And once you go through Genesis, you understand the decaying process when you go from incorporeal to corporeal, as Adam and Eve did in Genesis. And that's when they started to die. It's a process that lasts in the time of Eve, which is 900 years. That's how long it's supposed to be in this corporeal form. So they have 4.4 years, but you get 60, 70, 80 years old. Boy, oh boy, this body is so beat up. You're ready to shut down because we're even eating. You're not, because you haven't been following the book, you know, in the Genesis diet. What does that mean, you know? It gets a little trickier, right? Now, we're just taking a brief term through Leviticus today, because each book is a step-by-step process on how to build, how to come to power, okay? Now, if you have a group and you have rules, see, now in Leviticus, when the first got grouped together, you know, they deal with family, you know, and they're dealing with the tribe, the preachers and all that, the ministers and all that, you know, because they're coming off of the journey, you know, which was to learn how to, well, they're coming off the journey. And they had to learn how to deal with each other. So, you know, this time they were actually on the journey. And they had to learn how to deal with each other. You know, somebody did something wrong. What do you do about it? If one of the ministers or somebody of a higher position don't know the real rules and break the law out of ignorance, what do you do about it? All this stuff has to be learned if we're going to take the society and bring the society together so they can literally work together. So that to create a cohesiveness within the society, certain things have to be taken care of, you know? You can't just cut off a person's head because they messed up and broke a couple of rules. That don't work, okay? Because if you cut off their head, they don't learn a lesson. If you don't learn a lesson, what's the point, you know? Unless the reason why they're being judged is because they have done something that cost another person's life, right? Something different. When you're dealing with the read, what you saw, aspect of everything, you know, it gets a little tricky. So what they're telling the people, right, they have a problem. If you're high up in the order and you messed up, okay, they want you to bring a cow or a goat or something to pay for your crime. Well, all that's well and good, but how does that pay for the person's crime? What are they teaching them, you know? And when they bring them in, they teach them how to dress the meat, or how to dress the flesh, I shouldn't say meat, because how to deal with it, what to do with the fat and the entrails and all that kind of stuff. All that's talked about in the Leviticus. Why? It's a ritual that they do in remembrance of the power of the Bible. When you're out there, what do you think they're doing? When they're talking about burnt offerings and all that, they're barbecuing, man. Well, they're having a barbecue. They're barbecuing like crazy. So they're barbecuing. They're teaching how to dress the meat, how to barbecue, and you're wondering why every 4th of July or everybody wants to pull out the barbecue stuff, you know? Not knowing the reason why barbecue is so important, in this society. And why the barbecuing is so important is decided. I'm just giving you a wake-up call, letting you know what's going on. See, once you know how to read the book, you can see all these things, okay? They've referenced the book, especially on the 4th of July, independence, because the book, it will cause them to be independent from Islam. They were under the Moorish rule. They didn't want to live under Islam, okay? And no tribe really wants to be ruled by another tribe. You know, they'd rather work equally or something like that better, and that makes it better. But to be ruled by somebody else, you know, their whims, their laws, their rules, whatever they say goes, that could be tricky. Nobody wants their slave to be dominated by another, by nobody else. And that's what's going on. So so this is where we are. This is what's going on. That's what they were learning in Leviticus, how to judge and fine each other for the crimes that they commit. And a crime is only a crime when whoever's in charge make it a crime. Okay? A sin is when you break the rules of a society. When a society makes up rules and you break the rules, you are sinning. That's what a sin is, okay? And you have to pay for your sin. And what they were doing, they would have you bring some kind of animal in, or, you know, a goat or fish or chicken or something. Yeah. They even had meat offerings, which is bread and stuff like that. Bread and vegetables, they had no leaven. I'll tell you right in Leviticus, when you give a meat offering, don't leaven the bread. You know what I'm saying? That lets you know that what they consider meat was the same thing that was going on in 129. You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to eat the flesh, but we're going to eat the flesh. When we eat the flesh, it's, we barbecue the flesh. This is it. We barbecue the flesh. And we're eating the flesh as sinners. See? As a sinner, you're eating the flesh to pay for your grievance, because the flesh, eating the flesh shortens your lifespan. That's why it's the punishment. So when you're out there barbecue and all that, check with scientists and nutritionists. They tell you that real high calorie cook, real fast burnt meat when you're cooking, when you're barbecuing, how it is detrimental to your health. Any nutritionist will tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Eating flesh anyway is detrimental to your health. But what you're supposed to be doing, right? That's how the whole thing works. What you're supposed to be doing is you're supposed to be learning from the book, the codes, how to judge, how to handle each other, you know? Now, what you can do, instead of charging them goats and sheep and all that, this is 2021, anybody walking around with goats in the yard, you got no chickens cooped up in the chicken fence, you don't have that. So each item that they're talking about costs money. Now, cow costs quite a bit. I don't know how much the whole cow costs these days, but I'm going to have to check that out for next week when we're talking about money and Leviticus. I have to check that out because cows cost pretty good. And they got some cows that are very expensive because they call the meat is so tender and the steaks are so great. I think it's the Kobe beef, they call it, you know. And that cow is really, really, really expensive, you know. So when you give up, so instead of giving up the cow, you would charge them X amount of dollars on the fine. Most of the crimes that are committed back in the day, either crimes of passion, right, or crimes that they make out of ignorance. So we didn't need no jail. We gave them a fine, they learned their lesson, and they moved on. So if you go back in the history, checking into African culture, there wasn't a whole lot of jails set up. We didn't have a dog on jail, you know? And a lot of cases, the punishment was the crime. If you stole something from somebody, you know, then you have to return what you stole. And you have to return what you stole plus give them what you stole. That's kind of interesting. If you return what you took, plus give them what you took, or the equivalent in money, okay, and that covers them, how they feel, and how they feel desecrated by whatever you've done to them, you know. And if you killed one of their relatives, okay, then your crime is the punishment. Now, if you kill one of their relatives and you can prove that the relative attacked you first and it was in self-defense, that might be something different. But if you can't, if it's crime or passion, you don't like them because the woman took him over you and you want to knock him off to get the woman back, then you deserve to be, you deserve to, whatever sentence you get, you deserve to be killed just like you killed the person that you killed, you know? It's kind of interesting. It may seem a little harsh, but What are you going to do? How are you going to kill somebody, crime of passion, and not pay the price? And you have to understand, you have to pay the price on what you do, and that's what Leviticus is all about. Teaching the tribes how to judge people. And see all the jails and stuff we got now, you know? Why there's so many jails out here? When these people supposed to be just paying a fine and moving on. You know what I mean? If you went in and let's say you go in and you rob the bank. Whatever you stole from the bank, you're supposed to return that plus give the bank whatever you took in finances. And if you don't have a job or nothing, you can't pay that kind of money, then you're supposed to be put in a position where you can work off your debt, all right? But now they have decided that since they have to pay for the investigation, they have to pay for everything, that instead of paying the people that you committed the crime on, you're paying the investigators for catching you. So they put you in jail, pay you $1 an hour, and they make tons of money off the labor that you're doing in jail. So you're literally paying the people that's set up to catch you when you commit one of these crimes, you know? The whole thing is kind of interesting, but so instead of paying a person back, you're paying the system back for committing a crime. So they'll just give you jail time. They give you jail time and a fine, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times people can't pay the fine. You can't pay the fine, then you have to work it out. And where do you work it out? In jail, making license plates or tables and chairs or whatever they got you making in there, you know? I've never been there to the point that I know how and what they're doing, how they're making all this stuff. But the inmates are taking care of the prison. They're the cooks, they're the chefs, they're everything in it, you know? They're the laundry people, you name it. And it's all to pay the debt to society for having to pay people to come and chase you down for committing a crime, you know? So this is what they decided to do because it's a little difficult. Because of how the people are, it's really difficult for them to, you know, to catch up with you and to make you do what you have to do, you know. I have a problem. We might have to cut this show just a little bit short. I don't want to, but we might have to make it a half an hour, instead of an hour, because something came up that I have to take care of. It will come up around this time. It's unbelievable. And Sunday's my day. I don't like to take any time off on Sunday because Sunday is very special. When we talk about the Bible and the code, now people need to know what the book. If they don't understand the book, how are they going to do what they have to do, you know? So right now we're fumbling through Leviticus, telling the purpose of Leviticus as far as code-wise, okay? Now you can draw any other kind of conclusions from the stories that they tell, right? But right off the bat, they're giving you code. They're not giving you stories. The story's going to come after the code is done. Then they're going to get into some other stuff. They're going to occult. That's the story. Then they're going to occult you to tie you into the book. That's how it works. I had some people send me a letter when they joined the organization, and it was all occult. They didn't tell me nothing about the organization, what they do, what they're about, nothing. But it was all occult. I said, oh, well, you know, then they push a few buttons, you know, a little flattery and stuff, you know, make you feel wonderful or however. And that's not how this whole thing works, okay? I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to have to cut it short. Sorry. After I do the commercial today, I'm going to shut down. And we'll get together tomorrow. We'll have to chit-chat some more tomorrow. In fact, I'm not going to even do the commercial. Yeah, I'm going to do the commercial. I'm going to do a commercial. We're going to shut down, and we're going to get back again tomorrow. We're going to teach that some more tomorrow. And I think on Sunday and Monday, I will start sending out the text to give you an idea of what exactly we're going to be talking about. But when I'm done saying Bible 2.0, you still don't know what the content of the lecture is going to be, okay? So this is Abraham Fire Tribe, Constellation of Cyrus Radio presents. Abraham speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia, U.S. time. The calling number is 516-453-9330. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. Monday, we talk about society news. Tuesday, we talk about, we read from Toronto Scriptures, Super Doctrine. Wednesday is politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. Saturday is Black history and legacy of a nation. And Sunday, it's religion. Well, today, I'm saying religion, but it's not religion like you normally get religion. It's realigning yourself with source energy. That's what we do when we say religion, okay? The thing that they're talking about religion, it's all to the top in your cult. That actually is bringing you back to who you really are. We have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming, 911. The link is CD84/CD4/Elohim Christ, that's the number 2. So check it out, and you can catch them on YouTube. Just click on Elohim Christ Pinterest. Jesus is Coming, 911, Jesus is Coming, and you'll be able to listen to the music coming. We ask yourself, when Jesus is coming back, where he's coming from, he comes from the same place he came from first time, out of the God, where your sister's out there. Be mindful of what you're dumping, your child you're dumping, you might be able to get out of this mess for you. So don't take our chance from it. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them. Brothers, it takes two to take care of us. Hang in with the sisters, okay? Don't let them feel all alone out there. Feel abandoned, okay? If you check out my book, Scriptures, Part 2 of Christ has Come. The CD, it's in CD form and book form. It's called TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 955, okay? And you'll get information about the book. I would like to give a shout out to Hans Butler for his Black History book and Last Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and how to build the nation pieces. He had a global empire. And when you read that book, he has proof to let you know that we had a global empire. Okay? That the history that they're giving us, they're occulting us. Meaning that the stories that they're giving us aren't true. They're just giving us a story to fit the mindset that what they're trying to get into. Okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Tim. She's on YouTube by the name Kamitra 11. She has spoken word. So check it out. And also, she's doing a little singing out there. You can hear her sing. She sounds pretty good. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual revival. She comes on YouTube. Nikki Love, Boonan. The call-in number is 909-749-8626. And also, go to her website at Boonan Bendinkra. .com. Just give her a call at 909-749-8626, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121. I could love you. Thank you for any year in 1918-1929 out of the world. They meet every week for more information. Contact President Mark B at 367-822-2320, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to UAIA, I'm sorry. And for those of you who don't agree with Marcus Garvey, UAIA, that's an order that was started by Marcus Garvey. And this was 100 years ago. He had the largest organization in the history, black organization, in the history of the country. So if you get a chance, we'll find out a little bit more about Marcus Garvey. Like I said, let me shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries. They make sounds like buttons and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, it's called 619-268-5028. I'll give a shout-out to Safemore Electronics. They're industrial electronics company. They do sockets, lights. And they put in their alarm system. That's what you need to do. Put in your work. It doesn't work for me anymore. It's excellent work. My son's coming through. I like to stick my chest out and talk about the children. Yeah, I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who works under the name of Tommy Key. He has 7 CDs on the market. So if you want to find out more about his music is pretty good. He has all-style music, and it sounds really good. So just give him a call, 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Pasolini Academy. She's licensed certified. She's an EMT who's currently in medical school and soon to be a doctor. Taylor does have a before and after school service in the restaurant of the area. So for the best quality children's service, give her a call at 215-594-3081, okay? And Any other shout outs to our resident ask over here? We have Healer, Dr. Paul. You got 215-779-7355. And we have Dr. Bill, his number 61-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not having these guys on speed dial, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So just get a doctor call, okay? And don't worry, be healthy. Remember, I just want you to, the whole show today was just to let you know why the barbecue was so, so important to the society and why they had the barbecue on Independence Day. Because of this book, they were able to break loose from black rule. And that's what this war is all about. They don't want to go back. They don't want blacks ruling them. And we don't want whites ruling us. It's crazy out here. We have to do something where we can work together so that each group don't start building weapons to protect themselves against the other groups. And then something happens, because right now we got enough power to destroy the face of the planet. And so the whole thing is kind of interesting. So we got to slow down. The biggest problem that we're having on the planet right now is man's inhumanity to man. And this has to change. This is why we're here, Elohim Five Tribes. We're here to put the five tribes on the right track so that they can start straightening out some of this mess that's going on that's being actually made by it being made by us. A lot of the famines and stuff that's going on is actually man-made, you know. A lot of the diseases and stuff that we're contracting are man-made, you know. So there's a lot that we have to do to change things around and switch things up. I don't think we'll be able to do that. We just have to keep going and keep doing what we have to do. But right now, something came up, and I really have to get off the air. I apologize. But remember, what the barbecue is a ritual to honor the book. And it's given the people who follow the book so much, okay? Given them so much. So we understand why they are honoring and glorifying the book, right? So I just want to start out this for a minute. And with that, I'm going to say, this is your brother Elohim, and we're going to chit-chat again some more tomorrow, okay? Much love, guys.